You must be joking. People all over the world love telling jokes. But what kinds of jokes make people laugh? Laughing and telling jokes is a kind of universal medicine. It's good for you. It helps relieve stress and makes you feel good. But research has found that what people actually laugh about is very different from one country to another. Humour is influenced by culture, historical background, and contemporary social and political events. Psychologist Dr. Richard Wiseman, from the University of Hertfordshire, carried out research called the Laugh Lab Research. He received more than 40,000 jokes and almost 2 million ratings. Dr. Wiseman discovered that people from different parts of the world have a fundamentally different sense of humour. British humour, which is highly rated throughout the world, relies heavily on satire, irony, and above all, innuendo, double meanings. In both America and Britain, stand-up comedy is very popular. But American humour tends to be more slapstick. Australians are said to have a very black sense of humour. They have a strong tradition of targeting themselves as objects of humour, and are also renowned for making jokes that would be considered below the belt in many other cultures, including other English-speaking cultures.
Two Aussies are lost at sea in a lifeboat. While looking for food, one of them finds an old lamp. He rubs it and a genie appears. The genie grants them one wish only. Without giving it much thought, the finder of the lamp says, "Turn the ocean into beer." The genie claps his hands, the sea turns into beer and the genie disappears. The two Aussies sit in silence for a few minutes thinking about their new situation. Then the second Aussie turns to the first and says, "Nice going, mate. Now we're going to have to pee in the boat."
Canadian humour is influenced by its many regional cultural differences. Some jokes actually reflect serious political opinions about the past and present. Newfie jokes, jokes about people from the province of Newfoundland, are very popular throughout Canada. And Canadian comedians also enjoy making fun of the many differences between Canadians and Americans. Here's an example of a newfie joke.
There were two teams of telephone pole installers. A team from Quebec and a team of newfies. One day their boss said, "I'm sorry, but I haven't got enough money for two teams. One team will have to go. For the next 3 days, we're going to have a competition. The team that installs the most poles stays, and the other one goes. At the end of the first day, the Quebec team had put in 20 poles, and the newfies, 15. On the second day, the team from Quebec put in 45, and the newfies, only 30. On the third and final day, the team from Quebec put in 50 poles, and the newfies put in 35. Their boss came and said, "Well, I'm sorry, but the team from Quebec put in more poles, so you newfies have to go." The newfies looked very upset, and one of them said, "That's not fair. They only put their poles in halfway."
India has a rich tradition of satire and humour dating back thousands of years. But under British rule, Indian humour on stage and screen was restrained. Now, humour is becoming freer and more adventurous in India. On the road, you will find a lot of humour, but you may not see it on screen, said film director Kandan Shan. Slowly, Indians are beginning to laugh at themselves. Here's a short example.
Where were you born?
In India.
Which part?
What do you mean, which part? My whole body was born in India.
In Dr. Wiseman's Laugh Lab research, people around the world were invited to judge jokes on an internet site and contribute jokes of their own. Here are the two funniest jokes in the world, according to the Laugh Lab research.
Number 1. The Wise Hunter. Two hunters are out in the woods when one of them falls to the ground. He doesn't seem to be breathing, and his eyes are closed. The other hunter quickly takes out his phone and calls the emergency services.
Help me! Help me! My friend has just died!
What shall I do? The man asks the operator. The operator replies, Stay calm. I can help. First, make sure he's dead. There is silence for a second. Then a shot is heard. A few seconds later, the friend comes back on the phone and says, Okay, now what?
Number 2. Sherlock Holmes and the Stolen Tent. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson go on a camping trip. After a good dinner, they go to bed and go to sleep. In the middle of the night, Holmes wakes up and says to Watson,
Watson, look up and tell me what you see. I see millions and millions of stars, Holmes.
Watson replies.
And what does that tell you?
Holmes asks. Watson thinks for a minute.
Well, astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, I observe that Saturn is in Leo. Horologically, I deduce that the time is approximately 3:15. Meteorologically, I suspect that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow. Theologically, I can see that God is all-powerful and that we are a small and insignificant part of the universe. What does it tell you, Holmes?
And Holmes says,
Watson, you idiot, it means that somebody has stolen our tent.